you, and what are you doing in my house? You broke in. You broke in. You definitely, no, you did. You broke in. You broke in to my house and security. Portly! He's playing games. I mean, he's sleeping. He's sleeping. And you broke in. I'm going to call the cops. What do you mean you didn't break in? How'd you get in then? The big hole in the front. Oh, the bloody doggy door. The doggy door. It's how Portly... Are you calling Portly fat? Well, it sounds like you're calling him fat. He's not fat. He's just... He's fluffy. And he forgot to lock the door. Oh, he's actually very intelligent. Corgis are very, very intelligent. Anyway, if you're not a burglar, not that I believe that you're not a burglar, who are you? Sorry, what? You're a journalist. You're a esports journalist. Shit. Core Geek. I don't know who Core Geek is. Who or what Core Geek is that a game? What? Shit, my t-shirt does say Core Geek. How'd you find me? Portly and bloody biscuits. I mean, biscuits. I love biscuits. Obviously, that's how you found me. Because it's a well-known fact that I, Core Geek, number one gamer in the world, has a serious biscuit addiction. And I like my privacy, which is why I have this very hard-to-find house with security and a stupid corgi who leaves doors open. Anyway, so what? Did I gamer tag? Gamer tag? Oh, my name. I did choose it because I have a corgi. And that's why I'm named Corgi. So good interview. Thank you for passing by. I would offer you tea and biscuits, but you're not invited, so I'm not going to. So if you could just I didn't mean to take a seat. You have questions. You have questions. Of course you do. So sorry, what? I totally know what that is, because I'm a gamer, and I game, because I'm ranked number one in the world. Oh, am I playing right now? I'm that good. I can play even when I'm in the kitchen, making a pot of tea. A bot. He's not a bot, he's a corgi. My pet corgi. I don't know what you're talking about. I am a gamer. I am totally a gamer. I game. I don't. Fragging. I defrag my hard disk regularly because obviously that's not quite what you meant, is it? That was gamer humor, because I game a lot all the time. I'm gaming now. I am gaming and what? Well, no, I don't know. No, I would never use bots. Never. I mean, I don't trust technology. I really don't trust technology. I have terrible luck with technology. I mean, I touch a computer and it's just sparks and smoke because I'm so good at games. I'm just that good. And you're right. That does look like a corgi playing next week. 2 weeks. Fortnite? Why is it called Fortnite? Would you like a cup of tea? I mean this. Okay. So I'm not Core Geek. He's Core Geek. But I did come up with the name. No, there's no point talking to him. He's in the game. He's focused. It's you get used to it. I mean, you can distract him with biscuits, but apparently this is really important. And well, I don't know, but apparently we're going to get money for more tea. So, you know, it's all good. Whoa. It's not a lie. It's just, you know, it was just, I didn't plan it. It kind of happened. I didn't know he was playing computer games because I don't do computers. I don't do computers. Well, no, I want to, but they just don't like me. And apparently he snuck one into the house. Well, you wouldn't think a corgi could, but you wouldn't think a corgi could game, and he's obviously doing that. To be honest, Portly's not really a normal corgi. For one, he's got a biscuit addiction. I mean, a really serious biscuit addiction. I tried getting him into rehab, but it just never worked. Well, could you resist giving a corgi anything? With the puppy dog eyes and the soul beseeching, just please give me a biscuit. Please, 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 please. I mean, every single institute, just biscuits everywhere. It's just disappointing. And of course, they all said that he didn't have an addiction because he's a corgi. But they don't know Portly. Portly is, I don't know. He's not a normal corgi. He's special. Anyway, he snuck a computer into the house, and then suddenly I was finding, like, bags of money and more biscuits. Just biscuits everywhere. And I thought he was, like, doing something criminal. But no, he was playing computer games. Apparently people give you money if you're good at computer games. I mean, really? And I was not happy because if I can't play on a computer, neither can he. And then I realised that we could buy tea. And I mean, it's been so long since I had a cup of Earl Grey because, you know, when you can't use computers, it's really hard to get a job. But it's not just computers, it's any technology really. Just fry it all. This is why I can't see that big red line on the floor. I can't go any closer. Yeah. He pouts. But I can stand up to him. But you know, I need tea. I'm English. I need tea. So he plays his games, we get money. And then, you know, apparently he got ill. He went viral. Why do they say viral? I mean, I don't get it. But then apparently he needed a face, and he apparently he took my picture, and suddenly I'm core geek, and he bought me a teapot, so I couldn't really say anything. And then it's just unbelievable. You're right. This is completely unbelievable. And you know, I just said that I was really private, and you know, I don't play team games because Portly doesn't like playing fetch. We tried that. I tried. It was just, I would throw a ball and he would just ignore it. It was kind of heartbreaking. Then I thought we could go hiking, and then he just laid down. And have you ever tried to move a corgi? No, have you ever tried to move a corgi that fluffy? Exactly. So, yeah, apparently he only likes computer games. So, you know, I just do my crossword puzzles, you know, really good at them. Sudoku too. Do you like crosswords? Oh, you like words? Well, because you're a journalist. Are you going to... I mean, obviously, this must be a big story, right? I mean, because it's a corgi. And I've been lying. And we're going to lose our sponsorships. I'm going to lose the sponsorships! Do you know how happy I was when we got sponsored by the tea company? It's fine. I can stop. I can get a job. I can totally get a job. Oh no. I've ruined everything. I'm going to have to go back to Own Label. What? What do you mean you're not going to write the story? Of course you're going to write the story. This is a story. This is a corgi playing... Fortnite. Why is it called Fortnite? And what? No one would believe you. I mean, it is a bit. It's a little unbelievable, really. So, what do you mean this was your last hope? Oh. Your editor said that this was your last chance. So you're not actually a gaming journalist. You're... What? Sorry, did you just say that you design the crosswords? But you want to be a journalist, and you... Wait. Do you mean... You design these crosswords every day? These are my favourite, and... You'll lose your job. You mean, if you don't bring back a story, you... Wait, when you say you're still going to do the crosswords, right? Well, no, because you want to be a Wait. What if there's a way for you to keep your job? I mean, journalist and crossword designer. God. God, I'm so attracted to you right now. I mean, crosswords. Oh, wow. I think I have butterflies. Or I've had too much tea. Maybe both. But what if there was a way for you to be a journalist, but also design the crosswords that I love, and we're all happy. And you could come here every day, and I would make you tea, and I would bake you a cake on the Arga, because we got a fancy oven, and yeah, that's why there's a hole over there. I will give you an exclusive interview with Core Geek. No, not him. Me. I'm Core Geek. Well, I know that, you know that, but everyone else thinks that I am. So we could do an interview and you could help me with the words, the computer words. And then you can go back to your editor saying that I want to give you exclusive interviews so long as you do crosswords and come for lunch every day. Maybe tea, maybe dinner. I don't want to go too fast. I mean, I'm not asking you out. I mean, I'm asking you in. And I mean, next time I open the door, you won't have to come through the doggy door. I think I am hitting on you. And I am suggesting that you lie. And what kind of cake? Black Forest Gatto, triple chocolate cake. Basically whatever you like. I bake a lot. Well, there's a lot of time while he's gaming. I had to find something to distract me. And really, I only do your crosswords now because they're the only ones that I like. And you designed them. And I think I want to marry you. I mean, totally, obviously not. Not yet. I could bake us a wedding cake. Triple chocolate. Definitely. I mean, if you come tomorrow, I'll make chocolate cake. So you could go and talk to your editor and talk about the series of articles that you're going to write on Core Geek, which are super exclusive. And yes. I'll keep my sponsorship with the tea company. I have a problem. Do you like tea? That's okay. That just means that I don't have to share. So, do we have an agreement? Excellent. Shake hands. Oh, I am shaking the hand of the person who designs the crossword. Sorry, I am a little overwhelmed. So, I am being so rude. Would you like some tea and some biscuit? Oh, hello, Portly. Oh, finish your game? See, I told you, he's got a problem. Biscuits. This is my friend. No, it's not like Portly. It's not like Portly. It. Well, don't you understand him? You don't. What did he say? He did not. I do not have a crush. I mean, Portly. Look, custard creams. Off you go. I really shouldn't. I shouldn't have done that. It's just. I don't have a crush on you. Shame. Would you like me? Where are you going? You're going to talk to your editor, and you're crawling through the dog door. Oh, your ass is. Wow. What? Paul, are you laughing at me? What just happened?